This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here to talk about that and break it down as only he can. He's with Baseball America. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the program, Peter Flaherty. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining us here in the Charm City.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
All right. Now, with the Orioles here, the rebuild started with all these high-level draft picks. Now, yeah, you got 1-1 Holiday, 1-1 Rutschman, but, you know, Westberg was later in the first round. Gunnar was the 42nd pick. Mooman, Kowser was the 5th pick in the draft. So they built up a lot of equity in those areas. But the last 3 years, as they've been more successful on the field, as you know, it's Bradfield and was Honeycutt last year. Here they pick at 19. Before we get to some of the players maybe linked to the Orioles there, watching Mike Elias's philosophy, at least in this 6 years now doing this sort of thing, any surprise level that he's extremely reluctant, it seems, to take a pitcher in the higher end of an amateur draft?
No, not super. I mean, I really trust what Mike has done and the Orioles brass. I mean, they have some of the best and brightest baseball minds there in the front office and in their scouting department. So, I can understand a little bit some of the frustration from the fan base, but not to use a cliche and one that people probably roll their eyes at, especially given how the 76ers process went. I guess they coined the phrase, but, right. You know, to trust the process. I mean, like I said, I'm a real believer in Mike Elias's philosophy, what he does, how he looks at the game, how he structures his organization. So I have no doubt, and I have a lot of confidence that, you know, they're going to be in a good spot to compete going forward and for the foreseeable future.
Now, Peter, with the 19th pick, they also have 30 and 31. Do the Orioles, there are some college-ready or graduating guys that are going to be around, it seems, at that spot. You have Gage Wood, among others, that could be part of the equation. So if there's a guy, Bremer from Cal Santa Barbara, if there's a guy that Elias might pull the trigger on, who would be the most likely to fall to them or be there at 19?
Yeah, most likely is an interesting one because, you never really know. But for college arms that could be there, I think you hit on it. Gage Wood is the most prominent one. He had a really impressive year this year for Arkansas, culminating with the no-hitter in Omaha in which he struck out 19. I mean, that's not only one of the best performances in College World Series history, but that's one of the best performances you're ever going to see at the amateur level. I really like Gage. Everyone really likes Gage now, but he's got one of the best fastballs in this year's draft. It's a double-plus pitch. It generated an outlandish 42% whiff rate. Everything about it, the underlying metrics on top of the surface level velocity with it is really, really impressive. So he pairs it with an above average curveball and also a solid slider. So, I mean, he could be there for college arm. I'd be really shocked if Tyler Bremner is still there at 19. That seems like a little bit, I'd be shocked if he falls that far. And then, you know, not necessarily at 19, but at 30 and 31, some more realistic options could be Anthony Ianson from LSU, AJ Russell from Tennessee, Riley Quick from Alabama. Those three names stand out in that range.
Now, Peter, we look at some of the guys mocked to the Orioles at 19, Jace LaViolette out of Texas A&M, and then the third baseman, the shortstop kid out of Washington High School, or Xavier, and I can't pronounce his last name, but give us a scouting report on both and what would be the more likely scenario for Elias based on his track record, because a Gunner High Schooler, certainly Jackson Holiday. So we've seen Elias go, Kobe Mayo, going a lot of different ways in that regard.
Yeah, so I guess starting with LaViolette, I mean, he entered the 2025 season as potentially, you know, depending on who you talk to, the favorite to be the first overall pick. Had a really impressive sophomore year, but, you know, this year he came out of the gate slow, picked it up, and then finished slow, so it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride. He had just 258 with 18 homers and a 25.2% strikeout rate, and is kind of the centerpiece of a disappointing year for Texas A&M, but he's tremendously physical. He's a 6'6", 230-pound Adonis with a ton of strength. He kind of has a stiff, almost robotic-looking operation in the box that, you know, gives people some reason to pause. It certainly gives me a little bit reason to pause. It's not the most aesthetically pleasing and smooth and athletic look, but there's little to no movement in his setup and load phase, but he generates thunderous raw power. He's got double plus raw power that plays to all fields. I think the biggest question mark, and this isn't a new one, is just how much he's going to hit. He's got advanced swing decisions in his career, 19.3% walk rate. You know, that kind of points towards a consistent floor of getting on base, but the contact ability is below average, especially for a potential first-round college bat. I think it was like a 70% or 71% contact rate for his career. And he struggled with changeup sliders and left-on-left spin. But he's a great athlete. He's turned in plus run times. He plays a good center field with above-average arm strength. It's a really unique college profile with obvious power upside, but there are some clear question marks and warts in his game. So his stock has always been, not always been, but you know, this year as it's gone on, it's been kind of puzzling to figure out. But with Nyans, classic left-handed slugger with some of the best raw power in the 2025 prep class, 6'4", 205. It's a big league body with tons of physicality and now strength. But, you know, there's more for, you know, there's room for some more in the future. And he really fires his hands through the hitting zone with a ton of, with a ton of intent and leverage. And he's got plus raw power now, which is most impressive, but, you know, I think there's a chance he potentially develops in a double plus raw power at his physical peak, especially given his bat path, which is already elevated towards elevating the baseball and doing damage to all fields. He's a really patient, almost passive hitter who will let the ball travel. But he's got more than enough strength to catch it deep in the zone and drive the baseball to the opposite field. So, it's a power over hit profile. There are whiff questions there with Nyans, but he's got a keen eye, which allows him to draw plenty of walks. But, you know, I'd kind of like to see him be more aggressive in plus counts to kind of take advantage of his considerable power. But, you know, he's currently a shortstop in high school, and I think he's going to, you know, move off that position, likely slide over to third once he makes the jump to professional baseball. I think his plus arm would profile well at the position.
Peter Flaherty, Baseball America, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. First round of the Major League Baseball draft is July 13th. Nationals have the pick. We saw Holiday, the Mad, and Ethan at the game. They weren't playing the Orioles, but watching the Nets. They were certainly there in attendance with Scott Boras, of course. What's the intel saying what the Nats are going to do with that number one overall pick right now?
I think they're casting kind of a wider net and still looking at more guys than they'd probably like to at this point. The read on this year's draft class has long been there's not really a consensus star or a couple of stars at the top, certainly not like we've seen in the last couple of years. You know, with 23, we had Paul Skeens, Wyatt Lankford, Dylan Cruz. Last year we had Travis Bezzana, Jack Caglione, Charlie Condon, guys like that. There isn't really anyone like that from a college stardom standpoint. And the Nationals play, they're playing things really, really close to their vest. I think that, recently though, if I were forced to make a guess, at least a somewhat educated one, I think that, Ethan Holliday, as you mentioned, or Cade Anderson, LSU left-hander, would be the two perhaps most likely guys to be in there. I don't really, it's kind of a coin flip as to who would be the eventual pick, and there are certainly other names still in the mix. I think Seth Hernandez could still be in play, a prep right-hander out of Corona High School in California. Eli Willis could also still be in play as someone who could sign for a real haircut. So as you're just listening to me talk this out, there are still probably four or five, maybe even a couple of more names that are still in the mix there. But Anderson and Holliday seem to be the potential leaders in the clubhouse at this stage.
Hey, Peter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Combine and the World Series and stuff. Who's made the biggest jump in the draft because of those two events?
Yeah, Gage Wood, 100%. We talked about him already, mm-hmm. but the College World Series and just the postseason itself is a golden opportunity for guys to, for lack of better phrasing, make themselves a lot of money. We saw it a few years ago with Cade Horton, right-hander out of Oklahoma, recently debuted with the Cubs. Enjoyed a really rapid ascension, culminating in the eighth and being the eighth overall pick in the draft. Gage Wood, I don't think he'll go in the top 10, but I think he certainly pitched his way into a comfortable first round pick. And I already kind of gave the scouting report, but his fastball is one of the best of its kind in this year's draft. Like the under the hood metrics really stand out. He's got a flat vertical approach angle, which kind of creates this like rise ball, ski ball effect. It just consistently gets over the barrel of opposing hitters and generates empty swings, and it explodes out of his 5'5" release height. But I mean, like I also said, he's not a one-trick pony. His ability to command the baseball allows him to maximize the pitch's traits, locate it consistently in the top half of the zone where it's at its best. And he's got an above average curveball that's a bigger pitch with some sharp downward bite, and the slider's a solid third offering. So it strikes, it's stuff. He's performed at a really high level on the biggest of stages. He fits into a lot of positive buckets right now.
He is Peter Flaherty, Baseball America. Peter, we appreciate the time. I know it's a busy time for you, so have fun analyzing things, and hopefully we could talk to you after the draft so we can rag on some guys that 99% of us have never heard of before, and count me into some part of that 99%, if you know what I'm saying.
I'd love to, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. There's Peter Flaherty, everybody. We'll come back, get reacquainted with Nolan McGraw. He's been gone for a few days out there living a pro lifestyle down in Nashville. Got news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell, 12:15. Where's the early week money? And then Danielle Allen, talk Orioles with her. Birds trying to win a series tonight against the Rangers. Going to be tough. Jake DeGrom, very good. Good. He's good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.